From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. European Union leaders from the 10 countries most affected by the migration crisis are meeting in Brussels today. They'll discuss ways to ease the backup of people on Balkan borders. But Terry Schultz reports the new ideas being introduced are already coming under criticism by some of the countries attending the summit.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker wants to hash out practical steps for dealing with the migration crisis. He's expected to ask countries along the so-called Balkan route to stop passing along thousands of people to their neighbors and instead to process them inside their own borders and to keep them there. Transit countries say they shouldn't be expected to block thousands of migrants and take care of them. Germany and Austria, the top destinations for most Syrian refugees, say they can't continue accepting asylum seekers at the current rate, while Bulgaria, Romania, and Serbia have forged a joint position saying if those countries close their borders, so will they. The Croatian Prime Minister says the European Commission's proposals would be impossible to implement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
There appears to be some diplomatic progress toward easing Israeli-Palestinian tensions over a site in Jerusalem holy to both Muslims and Jews. NPR's Emily Harris reports one change to managing the site may be in the works.
Secretary of State John Kerry says both sides have agreed to install 24-hour video cameras on the site known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said cameras would serve Israel's interests. He affirmed that Israel will not change rules of access to the site.
Israel will continue to enforce its long-standing policy. Muslims pray on the Temple Mount, non-Muslims visit the Temple Mount.
Netanyahu also made it clear Israel will continue to enforce security there. The site itself has been quiet for a week, but violence elsewhere has not ended. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A growing number of low-income Americans are at risk of losing access to clean water and sanitation. That's according to testimony at an unusual hearing about water insecurity in the United States. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
A group of human rights activists say some impoverished Americans are spending as much as 19% of their monthly income on water. The activists testified before the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights about the lack of safe water in poor communities across the country. Patricia Jones is a spokeswoman for the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee.
1 million people living in the country do not have access to safe water and sanitation.
The testimony covered examples of water problems in urban, rural, and indigenous communities in the U.S. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.
A powerful storm system in southeast Texas has flooded roadways and caused a freight train to derail. Forecasters say the remnants of Hurricane Patricia could make conditions worse in south and central parts of the state today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. 24 hours after the first legal bear hunt in 20 years began in Florida, hunters have already killed 207 bears, meeting their quota in two of the four regions. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports it's an effort to cut back on the state's black bear population.
On Saturday, Florida began allowing hunters to seek out and kill black bears for a week or until the maximum kill number, 320, is reached. The state's decision comes after several close human-bear encounters in the past couple years. As suburban expansion continues, new housing is pushing into areas bears have traditionally inhabited. Unattended grills and unsecured garbage bins just look like lunch to the animals. Florida is the latest in several states that are attempting to curb their large predator populations. New Jersey has also expanded its bear hunting season this year, and several western states are considering loosening the laws governing cougar hunts, although this week Colorado and Washington have put a temporary hold on those plans. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Former President Bill Clinton campaigned along with his wife, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, in Iowa last night. Clinton says voters have learned a lot about his wife over the past few weeks.
What she's for, why she's running, and what kind of president she'd be. And if they watch Saturday Night Live, they know she's a pretty good bartender, too.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley also addressed the large Democratic gathering. I'm Windsor Johnston, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.